Rush Limbaugh passed away this past Wednesday morning at the age of 70 from lung cancer, a battle he was very public about. Being public in that fight made so many others who were facing cancer realize that they weren't alone in that fight. Rush Limbaugh was more than just a famous radio person. The term giants, legends, those are really overused terms, but not in this case. Not when you consider how Rush Limbaugh single-handedly kept the AM radio band not just relevant, but actually afloat. That fact translated in countless AM radio stations and the jobs that they contain being preserved, and over the years even grew the job roster. Kind of ironic too, when while so many FM stations were consolidating and reducing their staff, the AM stations that Rush Limbaugh empowered added to their employee list on the air and hell, especially in the sales department. If you need a new hobby, sit down and try to make a list of all the radio hosts on a national level that Limbaugh outlasted. There was even an entire radio network, Air America, whose mission was to take on and take down Rush Limbaugh. How'd that wind up working out? The haters of Rush Limbaugh were so busy with their hatred they never took the time to figure out how the mechanics of his presentation worked and why it succeeded. If you were a ditto head, Rush brought issues to your attention to make you think, motivate you to get involved. If you wanted to take a stand against Limbaugh, fight him, argue him, you also had to think. Making people think. Is that really such a bad thing? Now, this is not to say Rush Limbaugh was without faults. He certainly was not a perfect person. His drug abuse led to his hearing loss. His addiction to smoking led to his lung cancer and ultimate demise. But unlike too many, Rush never declared himself to be a victim. Or never looked for pity of any way, shape, or form. And yes, he would make comments which landed like Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner cartoons after falling off a cliff. But be fair now, be honest. If you think back to the past 33 years of your life, that's spent a time that Rush was live on the radio for 3 hours every day, can you say that you have never, never stepped on your tongue? Now, certainly not everyone agreed with Limbaugh, but guess what? Not everyone agrees with you either. If you happen to find that they do, by the way, and you're leading a boring and a fake life. So why does someone with all the opportunity and talent that Rush Limbaugh had get brought down this way? Why are so many people left saddened by the end of this life in this way? I believe the answer is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, where the Apostle Paul wrote, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." And further on in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministry, he who teaches in teaching." What that all teaches us is that God has rewarded us with spiritual gifts, which secular world commonly calls, even dismisses as talents or learned skills. Paul also wrote about how even times of trouble can bring about good works. We'll never know how many people went for cancer screenings or entered rehab after Rush was so public with his health, what he was dealing with, that I believe it's a safe bet. There are quite a few, many, as a matter of fact. We too often dismiss our abilities as not meaning much, not anything that will make a difference for anybody. These abilities are a gift from God. We have a duty to put them to use because we'll never know, unless we do, who they are going to benefit, teach, or inspire.